power of the Spirit. Paul asked the Ephesians, "Did you receive the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, when you came to trust?" "No," they said to him, "we have never even heard that there is such a thing as the Ruach HaKodesh." Acts 19:2. Have you received the Holy Spirit? If you have, are you aware of the tremendous power you have within yourself? Paul told the people that the baptism John practiced was in connection with turning from sin to God, but he told the people to put their trust in the one who would come after him, that is, in Yeshua, Jesus. On hearing this, they were immersed, baptized, into the name of the Lord Yeshua. And when Shaul, Paul, placed his hands on them, the Ruach HaKodesh came upon them. Acts 19:4-6. Do you realize the Holy Spirit is as much a part of the triune God as the Father and Jesus? He is the living Spirit who has the power to raise the dead to life. And if you invite him, he will move in, bringing you gifts and powers to discover as he sweeps clean the area you allow him to occupy. You can never be sure which gifts he has for you. To each person is given the particular manifestation of the Spirit that will be for the common good. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Through the Spirit is given a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, the ability to judge between spirits, the ability to speak in different tongues, and the ability to interpret different kinds of tongues. That's from 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. If you have accepted Christ as your Savior, you have tremendous power available in your life. If you walk in that power, you can stand against any storm. If you haven't found it yet, ask God to show you how to open the door to the space you have confined him in and let his power in you change your life.